الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الله تعالى يقبل توبة العبد ما لم يغرغر، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وبلغنا رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. My dear respected elders and brothers, our very existence on the surface of this earth is through the rahmah and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the ni'mats and the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are enjoying, it is only through the mercy of Allah, through the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are enjoying all these bounties. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the verse which I have recited before you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. O my banda, O my slave, the one who has wronged himself, oppressed himself by committing gunas and sin, لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Don't ever become despondent of the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or becoming despondent of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, here refers with regard to two aspects of our life. One is with regard to gunas and sins, or the shortcomings in our life. And a person becomes despondent and he says that, you know, I have committed so much of wrong, I don't know whether there is any room for my forgiveness. A mu'min and a believer should never become despondent like this. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. And the other aspect is when a person goes through difficulties in life. For a mu'min and a believer, every situation is a means of getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore in every situation, a person should have trust and hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and should never lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes a person goes through such difficulties and he feels that there is no hope left for me. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Don't ever become despondent of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the beginning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يا عبادي, O my banda, O my slave. For us to understand and realize that no matter who we are, what we are, no matter what situation we are in, we are still the servants and the slaves of Allah. We never come into this world on our own accord. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought us into existence, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees to every need of ours. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you are my banda. Alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim, you have wronged yourself by committing gunas and sins. When a person commits gunas and sin, he doesn't cause harm to anyone but himself. On the day of Qiyamah, each and every person will be sitting with his own burden or standing with his own burden. وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةُ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. You will not be carrying the burden of somebody else, you will be carrying your own burdens. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when a person commits gunas and sin, he doesn't harm anyone but himself. In other words, it does not bring the status or the maqam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala down in any way. Allah is as He is. Likewise, if a person makes the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the day he is created till the day he leaves this world, he remains in sajda. On the day of Qiyamah, when he sees the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will regard that sajda of his as insignificant, that ibadat of his as insignificant. So by making the ibadat of Allah, being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person does not increase the status of Allah. Allah is as he is. A person benefits himself only. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. So therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the one that had wronged himself by committing gunas and sins, he should not become despondent of the mercy of Allah. Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Jawzi, Ibn al-Jawzi rahmatullah alayh, he had mentioned and he said that many people very boldly commit gunas and sin. And they live their life just like animals. They do whatever they feel like doing. If it's in keeping with their desires and keeping in conformity to their ways and their opinions and desires, then they do it. If it's coming in their way, then they disobey the command of Allah. If the command of Allah is in line with what they want to do or how they want to do, then they obey the command of Allah. Otherwise, they shun the command of Allah. You find at times, they will perform the salah when it's convenient for them. And when it is not convenient, then they will discard the salah. In other words, they have made the entire deen according to their convenience. And then he says, at times you will find a person disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he has all the opportunity to avoid that disobedience too. But he will still continue to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you'll find when calamities and difficulties befall him, then he asks the big question as to on the basis of which sin am I being punished? Why is this calamity befalling me? And he tends to forget, very quickly tends to forget how rebellious he was to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Ibn Jawzi even goes further to say that sometimes you see an old person suffering in his old age. You feel pity for him too. But we fail to realize that many a times it is the consequences of his disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his youth, in his young days. But whatever might be the case, whether young or old, a person should never become despondent of the mercy of Allah. A person should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala having full trust and hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will rectify his situation and his condition. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Don't ever become despondent of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ready and prepared to forgive whatever gunas and sin you have committed. It is reported that there was a group of Sahaba that had accepted Islam in the initial years. But because of the hardships and the difficulties and the tortures of the kuffar, they couldn't bear it any longer and they reneged, they turned back on Islam. So Sahaba Kiram say that we used to always think that these people are doomed and there is no way out for them, because they reneged and they could not bear or they did not go through the sacrifices that the other Sahaba had to go through in the initial years of Islam. But when these verses of the Quran, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ were revealed. This is mentioned by Allama Alusi in Ruhul Maani. That when these verses were revealed, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the Katibul Wahi at that time and he wrote down these verses. And immediately thereafter, he sent a letter to these Sahaba, these persons who had renegated in the initial years. He wrote this ayat of the Quran, giving them hope, and said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Don't ever become despondent of the mercy of Allah. Though they might have renegated in the initial years, but it was because of the difficulties that they were going through and they couldn't bear the hardships and the torture of the kuffar and they had turned away from Islam. Umar radiallahu ta'ala immediately dispatched letters to all those a people that had accepted Islam in the initial years, and when they read those ayats of the Quran, they all made hijrah to Madinah Sharif and accepted Deen Islam again. With regard to this verse also, many a times we have heard Hazrat Wahshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was responsible for the murder of the uncle of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he wanted to know if there is a way out for him. And he said that there are few ayats of the Quran which is keeping me away from accepting Islam. We won't go through the entire incident, perhaps we have heard it many a times. And he says that those ayats of the Quran makes mention of the fact that a person who committed zina, who committed murder, and committed other sins will not go into Jannah, and will be doomed to Jahannam. And I have done all those wrongs. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sends to him ayats of the Quran, giving him hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And finally this verse, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Was sent to him and he was happy. He came and he accepted Deen Islam. So having full hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, never should a person at any time become despondent of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, ulama explain and they say for a person to even say that Allah will not forgive me, that is a major sin on its own. For a person to say that, you know, I've done so much of wrong, I don't think I will ever be forgiven. A person should never ever say that, because it goes against this hukam and this command of Allah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, لا تقنطوا. Don't become despondent. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Don't ever become despondent of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because Allah's mercy is very vast. إن رحمتي وسعت كل شيء. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy encompasses everything. No matter what there is on the surface of the earth, everything is enjoying the ni'mats and the bounties of Allah through the rahmat and the mercy of Allah. Everything is enjoying the bounties of Allah through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yahya bin Mu'adh Razi, rahmatullah alayhi, he used to make dua and he used to say, Ilahi, قَدْ أَنزَلْتَ إِلَيْنَا رَحْمَةً وَاحِدَةً وَأَكْرَمْتَنَا بِتِلْكَ الرَّحْمَةِ وَهِيَ الْإِسْلَامِ. He used to say that, O my Allah, you have sent down on the surface of this earth only one part of your mercy from 100 parts. And by virtue of that, the people enjoy all your ni'mats and the bounties. And from that one part of your mercy which you have distributed in the world, you have blessed us with Islam. See. وَإِذَا أَنزَلْتَ مِئَةَ رَحْمَةً فَكَيْفَ لَا نَرْجُو بِمَغْفِرَتِكَ. That, O my Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, when you will take back that one mercy, and now you will judge the people with 100 mercies, with 100% of your mercy, then how can I ever become despondent of your forgiveness? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness is so vast. That whatever mercy we see that is being distributed in the world is from the one part of the mercy of Allah. And 100 mercies Allah will reserve for Himself on the day of Qiyamah, by virtue of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge the people and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will confer His blessings upon the people on the day of Qiyamah. So a person should never ever become despondent of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and at all times we should be turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one aspect is the aspect of the gunas and sins, that a person should never become despondent and at all times turn to Allah, asking for Allah's forgiveness. And the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which I have quoted in the beginning, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَقْبَلُ تَوْبَةَ الْعَبْدِ مَا لَمْ يُغَرْغِرْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept your tawbah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept and forgive you, so long as you do not go into Sakrat. Just before Sakrat, a person's door of tawbah is closed upon him. Why? Because now he has left the realm of this world. He is now entering into the realms of the hereafter. So before a person reaches that point, he should be making tawbah and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. So one is never to be despondent with regard to the forgiveness of your guna and sin. And the other is never to become despondent in any situation that you are placed in. Sometimes we are in difficult situations and a person feels that there is no hope left for me. There's an incident that has been mentioned about a king who has had a very, what you can say, cancerous, afflicted with cancer or a disease which the physicians could not find any cure for. They all got together and they decided that there's only one way out for the king, and that is to get a young boy and do a transplant from him into the king and thereby save the life of the king. But now where to find that youngster? Where to find that youngster? Eventually looking, they found a youngster whose perhaps his organs matched the organs of the king, and the transplant was possible. So they went and they bribed the parents of the child, because no parent will want to give his child. So with a huge sum of money, they bribed the parent and they brought the child. Then the case was taken to the court and the judge gave a verdict that in order to save the king, yes, we can execute this child. Now the child was brought. The king is sitting there. The executioners are there. And they are about to put an end to the life of this child so that quickly the organs of this child, whichever part they needed, could be transplanted into the king. So the child lifts his head up, looks up into the sky, and he smiles. He looks up into the sky, and normally if it was us, we would have cried, but he smiles. So the king was astonished at the behavior of this child. He says, "Why did you look up and smile?" So the child says that, "You see, little children like us, we look for security in our parents. And generally, judges are there to resolve disputes, and the king is there to dispense justice. But in my case, my parents have betrayed me for some pittance and paltry sum of the dunya. They have betrayed me. The judge has given the verdict of murder or execution for me to be killed. And the king is pleased with his, or he is happy to remain alive, or for his pleasure, he is causing distress and difficulty to me. So where else can I turn? But I am turning to Allah and looking up to the heavens for His mercy." So then the king, it brought tears to his eyes. He got up, he kissed the child on his forehead, and he said, "I prefer to die rather than executing this child and causing the death of this child." He rewards the child and he sends him back home. And within a week, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through his qudrat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cures the king also. So in any situation, never become despondent of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, the story that is mentioned in the book, the heading of it is, "Hope in the mercy of Allah." La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. And a mu'min and a believer should always understand, ajaban li amri al-mu'min. In asabatu sarra ashakara fakana khairallah. Wa in asabatu darra asabara fakana khairallah. That a mu'min and a believer, every condition of his is wonderful. Every situation of his is wonderful. If he is given some bounties, enjoying some bounties, he makes shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is good for him. Wa in asabatu darra, and if some difficulty, calamity befalls him, he makes sabr. Has hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, turns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is good for him. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. In both aspects of our life. One is with regard to gunas and sin, a mu'min and a believer will never say that Allah won't forgive me. We must always say that Allah will forgive me. And at all times we should be turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in every given situation, put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Turn towards Allah and seek the mercy and the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes all difficulties. In fact, a poet says, إِذَا اشْتَدَّتْ بِكَ الْبَلْوَى فَفَكِّرْ فِي أَلَمْ نَشْرَ فَعُسْرٌ بَيْنَ يُسْرَيْنِ إِذَا فَكَّرْتَهُ فَفْرَحْ. He says that in every difficulties, ponder over Surah Alam Nashra. Because in Surah Alam Nashra, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَ إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَ. That always hardships come between two E's. A person was well, some sickness afflicted him, some difficulty. Turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will remove that difficulty from you and it will be as though you were never sick again. إِذَا فَكَّرْتَهُ فَفْرَحْ. If you ponder over this, then you will gain solace, you will gain peace. Then there will be no need for us to utter words of blasphemy. There will be no need for us to say that, why did Allah afflict me with it? Why was I troubled with this calamity? What sin have I committed that I should be, should be afflicted with this difficulty? A mu'min and a believer never loses hope in the mercy of Allah and understands that whatever condition comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And many a times, difficulties for certain people are a mercy from Allah. Because had he not been in that difficulty, he would have forgotten Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala altogether. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ. First Allah says, لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is absolutely merciful. Allah wants to forgive us. We have to turn towards the mercy and the forgiveness of Allah. Then Allah says, وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ. Turn towards Allah. Come towards Allah. وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ. And subjugate yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lower yourself, subjugate yourself. Humble yourself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama explain and they say, mention in Ruhul Maani also, there was a difference between Tawbah and Inaba. وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ. Say, Tawbah is that a person turns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَرْجِعُ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى مَخَافَةً بِعُقُوبَةِ. Out of fear of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he turns towards Allah. But inabat is this, that يَرْجِعُ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى إِسْتِحْيَاءً لِكَرَامَتِهِ. That a person turns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala feeling embarrassed that I have enjoyed so much of the ni'mats and the bounties of Allah and I am still disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is called inaba or a munib. Munib is a person turning towards Allah. And therefore in this verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ. That a person comes towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala feeling embarrassed that how could I ever disobey Allah when I'm enjoying so many of the ni'mats and the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us at the same time, وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَن يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابُ ثُمَّ لَا تُنْصَرُونَ. Before such time that the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala afflicts you and you'll have nobody to assist you and to help you. وَاتَّبِعُوا أَحْسَنَ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُم مِّن رَّبِّكُمْ مِّن قَبْلِ أَن يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابُ بَغْتَةً وَأَنتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. Come towards the obedience of Allah. Follow that beautiful tariqah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That which Allah has revealed through Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Come onto that path and to that tariqah. Before such a situation arises, بَغْتَةً وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. The azab of Allah, or perhaps more, comes to you so suddenly that you are left bewildered. And now you have no opportunity whatsoever. At that time a person will say, أَنْ تَقُولَ نَفْسُي يَا حَسْرَةَ عَلَى مَا فَرَّتُ فِي جَنْبِ اللَّهِ وَإِنْ كُنْتُ لَمِنَ السَّاخِرِينَ. At that time a person will say, how unfortunate for me. How unfortunate that I have lost out on the mercies of Allah. I had all the opportunity, but I was from amongst those who like to make, fun of everything. Make jokes about everything. Fun of everything, And I didn't give it a second thought. I was enjoying life to such an extent that I didn't bother about turning towards Allah. Whereas many ayats of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes turning back towards Allah because we all, whether we like it or not, have to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَوْ تَقُولَ حِينَ تَرَى الْعَذَابَ لَوْ أَنَّ لِي كَرَّةً فَأَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. At the time when he sees the azab and the punishment, he will desire at that time, how I wish that I can go back into the dunya. But it will be too late. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. We are only 2 months away from the month of Ramadan. Rajab and Shaban, this now will be the month of Ramadan. Sahaba-e Kiram, 6 months prior to the dawning of the month of Ramadan, they used to make dua to Allah that, oh Allah, let us see Ramadan. And after Ramadan passes, for months on end, they used to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept the sacrifices and the ibadat they made in the month of Ramadan. The minimum rite of the Quran is 2 khatams for the year. One for the rest of the year and one for the month of Ramadan. Those of us who did not have the tawfiq of opening the Quran on a daily basis and making at least 1 khatam or so, we still have 2 months to at least complete and fulfill that minimum rite of the Quran. Before the coming of the month of Ramadan, let us make peace with our Creator, make tawbah, istighfar, and turn towards Allah so that we can bear benefit from the coming of the month of Ramadan as well. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.